KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
News has come through of a mass shooting in Dundee in northern KZN. Four people, including a teenage girl, have been gunned down at a home in the Mzomusha area.
It is reported that two male victims, aged 31 and 35 years old, were outside the house when two suspects arrived and opened fire at them, killing them instantly.
KZN SAP spokesperson Robert Nechuenda says the gunman stormed the home last night and accosted a 29-year-old woman, demanding money and drugs from her.
A scuffle reportedly ensued between one suspect and the identified woman, which led to her being shot multiple times. The suspect allegedly searched her and took an undisclosed amount of money. A 14-year-old girl was also shot and died at the scene. A woman who was inside the house and a man who reportedly managed to leave the room after hearing the first gunshot sounds survived the shooting.
He says while robbery appears to be the likely motive in the attack, police aren't ruling out the possibility of a drug-related feud. A manhunt is underway for the gunman. Staying in the province, and two security guards have been injured in a cash-in-transit heist near Komashu. Emergency first responders were called to the N2 South after reports of a shooting and explosion late in the afternoon. Inshore security personnel said the armored vehicle appears to have been blown up with explosives during the attack. While the exact number of robbers is unclear, it's believed a gang of up to 12 members ambushed the vehicle and escaped with an undisclosed amount of cash. Medics treated the two guards for minor injuries. A Brazilian man nabbed on charges of drug trafficking at OR Tambo International is due to appear in court soon. National Police spokesperson Atlende Matis says the 39-year-old was arrested yesterday after flying in from Sao Paulo.
The Brazilian national landed at 9 o'clock and was in transit to Benin when he was intercepted by SAPS officers at the airport. He was pulled aside and during a body search, cocaine was found wrapped around his legs. He has been arrested and is expected to appear before the Kempton Park Magistrate Court on a charge of drug trafficking.
And Billy Joel has cancelled all of his upcoming concerts in the UK and the US due to illness. The pop legend has been diagnosed with a brain disorder that's affected his hearing, vision and balance. According to Johns Hopkins Medicine, the condition known as NPH arises if cerebrospinal fluid cannot flow properly throughout the brain and spinal cord. The excess fluid and pressure can cause brain damage. The 76-year-old singer has apologized to fans on social media and thanked them for their understanding. Back home, conditions are fine across KZN with a high of 22 degrees in Durban and Alundi, Maritzburg and Newcastle 20, Richards Bay 24, Margate Ladysmith 21, 18 for Moorover, Cockstead and the Berg. Sea swells in Durban are reaching 3 metres this morning with sunset at 6 after 5, Cape Town 25 degrees, Johannesburg 19. I'm Newswatch's Natara Nadesan.